My name's Mallory. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Mallory.
My sobriety date is July 10th, 2010, and I have a home group, which is Preamblers in Charlottesville, and I have a sponsor who has a sponsor, and I work with her on a regular basis and work with other alcoholics as part of my recovery, and it's been a huge part of my recovery. I grew up in the northern neck of Virginia as an only child to two parents who were together, and I thought that my life was great. I thought that I grew up spoiled rotten like I thought everyone should, and that, you know, I had a really good life. And I was the oldest grandchild on one side and the youngest on the other, so I was spoiled in that way too. My mom's parents were really excited to have their first grandchild, and my dad's parents were thrilled when I came because everyone else was kind of growing up and I was the baby. I learned really early on when I went to school that just because I was the youngest and the oldest in the family, it wasn't all about Mallory, because it had been that way for quite a while until I went to school. I went to private school all my life, and when I, in preschool, I remember lying. I got in trouble, and I got sent to the principal's office in preschool for lying. And, well, you'll hear the story. I got sent to the principal. They called my mom, told her she needed to come in because I continually lied. And I had told this story about falling through the ceiling or falling through the floor in the basement and ending up in the kitchen wall at my grandmother's house. And it was the truth, but I lied so much they didn't believe me, and they told me I couldn't tell stories at school. So, you know, the teacher already knew I was a liar in preschool. So I made a lot of friends. No matter who they put me beside, I talked to them until they talked back. And I have always just wanted people to like me. I'm always worried about what people think of me. But I'm going to tell you I don't care. But I really do. I'm sure none of you can relate to that. I started feeling like, probably in middle school, I started feeling like I just wasn't the same as the rest of the kids. I was like a little heavier than them. I liked to play softball, but I wasn't as good as the fit little girls. And I just compared myself out in every aspect all the time. You know, the boys would make fun of me because, like, I got boobs early and, you know, stuff like that. And it was just so embarrassing. And I just wanted to hide. I didn't want attention drawn to me, but yet I wanted attention. So my parents had this business. Well, my dad had this business. And he sold boats. He worked on boats. He had this big company. All these people worked for him. And when I was getting ready to go into high school, he filed bankruptcy and closed this business. And this business had provided for our family. It's what made me spoiled. I had everything that I ever wanted, and all of a sudden, everything was gone, including our home, our vehicles, everything that I cared about, with the material stuff. And my life changed dramatically the day that he told me that he was closing the business.